Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Another episode of the Smartest Dumb Guys You Know. We're a little short-staffed today because the entire fucking world is on fire. Or at least all of Los Angeles is. So the important part of the world is on fire. And just fucking, 2 weeks ago there was a fire and my house was fucking, the evacuation zone was legit around the corner. So I had signed up for the text alerts from the LA Fire Department. So I was getting those at the time. And this new Getty fire broke out just the other day. And it was a Monday morning at like 3 o'clock in the
morning?
Something
like that, yeah.
Yeah, and it fucking... I get the text at 3 o'clock, and obviously I'm on fucking medication because I'm out of my goddamn mind. But one of those medications is for the fucking insomnia. And any kind of fucking... kind of downer like that to fucking put you to sleep. Like, if you wake up before you're supposed to, you're kind of groggy, kind of like really out of it. Okay, so the text comes in at 3 o'clock in the morning, wakes me up. All it says, because I gave my exact address so they know if anything is close, let me know. It says, prepare for evacuation. In my dumb, drugged up mind, that is, get the fuck out now, the world is ending.
Yeah.
So in my mind, everything around me is on fire. So I pack up a backpack, just socks and underwear. That's all I'm going to need.
That's all you need.
That's socks and underwear. I got my sweats on, got my sweater. I got my bow. I put it together. Yeah.
What are you going to hunt?
I was going to do it. I was going to survive. I thought it was the end of days was here. So I got my bow. I got my whole quiver full with all my arrows. I got a camel pack filled up with water.
Yeah.
And as I'm going to put like a whole bunch of water bottles in my car just so I fucking throw extra water supply, I look up, I'm like, yeah, it's not smoky at all out here. Like, what the fuck is going on? And then I actually turned on the news, and it's on the other end of the valley. I'm like, oh, all right, that is not where I'm at.
At least you're prepared. You got the bow and arrow. You're ready to rock and roll.
I still have a backpack still filled with underwear and socks. That's all.
Although, to be fair, at our age, we should just have a bag of socks and underwear ready at all times because just for everyday
life.
Loose
bowels?
Yeah, just keep it in your car, just ready. At
yeah,
all times.
I was terrified, and at 3 a.m, I'm sitting there like I'm about to go on a Black Ops fucking bow hunting mission. Like I'm about to go become the Green Arrow or something.
Yeah.
And it was, looking back on it, it's kind of pathetic. But
I get it. It was. I mean, if anything, dude, in the last week, I've been home 2 days. These fucking fires and you know, Taylor's not with us tonight, so we're back to just being the dynamic duo for the... For the OG listeners, you remember when it was just us two, but we miss Taylor. She's safe and okay, just she couldn't make it tonight because of the fires.
Freeways are shut down, stuff.
And
stuff happens.
You know, plus she's hot, so we're willing to put up with it, you know, because when girls are pretty, you put up with more things.
That's what happens. Fact of life.
But no, in the last fucking week, I've been home 2 days. I was almost not going to make it home today because of that fucking fire. But then I was like, nah, fuck that. I want to go home. I'm tired of being away from my fucking house.
Yeah, an air mattress is not the same.
Yeah, and then, but over the weekend, we talked about the socks and underwear thing. So my girlfriend's parents were nice enough to let me stay with them for the weekend, which is great. But, you know, you're wearing the same fucking clothes, and you're wearing the same things for like three days.
There's no
and you just feel
stink.
Like a fucking slob. Yeah. And then, you know, my girlfriend's like, oh, you can borrow some of my dad's clothes. And it's like, I don't want to wear another man's underwear. I would
go play basketball in them or something just to leave my scent. This is my territory now.
I can't do it. I can't bring myself to wear just someone else's underwear. If it was yours, I'd be okay with it because you have a lot of banana hammocks. They're comfortable.
They nestle very well.
They lift and separate because I know girls like that with their bras. We like that with our banana hammocks.
It's good support system.
But it's just, dude, the fucking fire has been insane. These goddamn winds, like 90 mile per hour
tornado
winds.
Force winds out there. It's like, yeah, up to 90 miles an hour. It's fucking ridiculous.
You got fucking Aroldis Chapman fastballs flying around outside.
It's fucking insane. Just, like, yeah, I don't care for it. It's very blustery.
The whole world is shaking, and it's just on fire, and everything's... I mean, the only nice thing about Santa Clarita right now since the fires happened, I don't really have to worry about my town burning because everything's
it's already
burned.
Yeah, you're good to go.
It's just, it's been fucking, I mean, other states, I hear it on a bunch of other podcasts. Everyone's like, oh, I'm from X state, and we have snow days, but my kids out here in L.A. get fire days. And it's like, yeah, I mean, we have better weather, but we're on fire every year.
Yeah, we've added, before we just had spring and summer, and now we have fire. That's our third season of the year.
You know, I don't remember getting all these fires when we were kids.
This is the worst it's been that I can remember.
Especially because we've had like five major fires in a week.
Yeah. And the wind, I don't remember it ever being this windy.
No, well, the Tick fire was like, what, 5,000 acres or something like that?
Something like that.
Or just under 5,000. Yeah. The Reagan Library one was like almost 2,000 acres.
The one right here, the Saddle Ridge, was about 2,000 or 3,000.
Yeah, the Getty fire was... That
one's still going. That was the last I saw, about 700 acres.
Yep. Although, luckily, the Tick fire's 95% contained.
That one's just about done.
Yeah. Oh, I heard one sprung up in Calabasas this morning. Luckily, they put it out pretty quickly.
Right.
Plus, there's not as much fuel over there. I mean, if it gets to the hill, it can be bad.
Everything's fuel in this fucking area. Well, dude,
especially in our area, in the greater LA area, we're just a big pile of kindling out here.
Yeah, when was the last time it rained? Fucking.
Well, the worst part is now, if it does rain, especially, dude, up in the hills in Santa Clarita,
it's gonna mudslide
like
a motherfucker.
Mudslides
like
crazy.
Yeah.
And you think the city would prep for that and put fucking sandbags on the side of the road now just to be ready for it? But no, they ain't gonna do that.
There ain't no rain coming, though, so there's no need to waste it.
Probably not.
There's not any rain forecasted. There's none in sight. So that'd just be a waste of resources at this point. But it's fucking. It's intense. It's almost when you're like, why do people in Kansas still live there? You know, like every year there's a tornado that goes through. And we're like, hey, why do we still live here? Every year there's another fire that might burn down your house, but also the rest of the year it's way better than Kansas. So.
Yeah. Well, the problem with fires, though, there's nothing you can do about it. You just kind of have to hope that your shit doesn't burn down.
Right? Yeah. Leave, and then hopefully you can come back.
Yeah.
But I mean, shout out to the guys that are fucking doing shit to make sure we can go back.
No, you know, it's funny. Like, a lot of people, you know, because a lot of times when there aren't crazy fires going on, people, like, kind of tease firemen for, like, making spaghetti or playing basketball or whatever.
That's how I learned to make spaghetti, so fuck off.
But but I will say, dude,
I'm so good at making gigantic subs.
Those fucking guys are legit heroes, studs. Like, thank you for all that. And
I will say, and shout out to them, because wildfires is the exact reason I didn't want to be a firefighter out in L.A. Fuck this. This is, you're digging trenches up a mountain for 14 hours
a day. Well, it's crazy, too, because they were pulling dudes from, like, Ventura County. I mean, they're flying guys in to help.
That's why I didn't want to be a firefighter on the West Coast. If I was going to do it, I was going to go back east, and I fucking hate it back east, so that's why I'm not doing it.
Well, back east, you're dealing mostly structure fires.
That's fun. That's so much fucking fun.
Yeah, but then you have to live in like New York or Chicago or whatever. So.
Yeah, I just don't like living back east, so that wasn't an option for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out to these guys who are fucking doing some fucking work, because I mean, yeah, there's been, especially the Getty fires, it lost like 8 structures, I think.
Something like that.
But still, given the size of these fucking things, it's pretty impressive.
Well, it's crazy, the Getty one.
Started at 3 in the morning. So how the fuck does a fire start at 3 in the morning?
Homeless people. That one was actually started by a homeless encampment.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, they fall asleep. They, you know, because they steal broken barbecues and they start little campfires. But there's 90 mile per hour winds, you know.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can, you know.
Yeah.
And then they fall asleep, and then some hot coals just kind of roll around and just boom.
I've done that. Fell asleep with the oven on one time. Like the next morning, the manager of the apartment banging on the door. Is your shit on? No. Wait a minute. Yeah. Everyone thought the entire building was about to burn down. It might have, because this building's like 35 years old.
Is that why there's always construction across the hall from you?
Yeah. Well, there is right now. Something burst in the fucking hallways. But this one wasn't my fault. All right. I've been on a good regimen of making sure my shit's been turned off since that happened like a year ago.
So we got a light show for you, because we need to give you fucks something to listen to.
Something.
A little taste.
Give you something. Can't leave the baby bird's mouth.
Gotta wet the beak.
Yeah, gotta give you something.
Taylor does send her love. She's very sorry that she couldn't make it. I hope you guys understand.
Yeah, everybody does.
So I got a couple headlines for you. Mostly because of the fires. Like, when I'm trying to look up headlines, it's just fire stuff.
Just fire shit.
So I was trying to find anything that was somewhat interesting. One thing I found, a St. Louis high school called the Cardinal Ritter College Prep School.
That's too many words.
Yeah, it's in Missouri. They're essentially a school where players just go to the NFL after this.
Okay. So, okay, so that's why there's so many words. Like, we're Missouri, we're all dumb, let's sound smart.
Yeah. So a junior named Bill Jackson, he was supposed to serve a one-game suspension at the beginning of the season.
For what?
He was kicked out of the championship game from the previous year for something. And then the coaches decided to give him a different jersey number.
Fuck yeah.
Gave him a fake name, so he was a running back named Marvin Burns. And then what gave them away was the tattoos that he has.
And then
he was a superstar running back, and he ran for 109 yards and had a 56-yard touchdown run.
America. Fuck yeah.
So then the school president, they were found out, so the school president decided to void the season, and every coach was fired.
The entire season?
Yep.
And they were
7-0.
Oh, fuck. How much all those players hate those coaches so much. Because if that's all they do, they just churn out guys to the NCAA.
Yeah, and you fucked a whole season
for
them.
You fucked an entire season for these seniors. You're like, fuck. Like, the ones who were probably like on the bubble for a recruiter are so fucking.
No,
because
what happened was.
I'd sue if I was one of those guys.
Yeah. Well, because what happened was they were 7-0, and after the first week of the season victory, they interviewed the suspended player, and he even said, like, man, I'm so happy that running back, the freshman, did a great job. It put a spark in me, and I'm ready to come out hard this year. And then
I don't know who that guy is. I'm his biggest fan.
Well, then when, you know, remember when we played high school football, you watch tape from the team you're going to play.
Yeah.
And then the team that was going to play him was like,
That dude
looks a lot like.
Very similar.
Yeah, he has the same tattoos, and he runs. He has the same running style.
Jesus.
But it's like, I kind of get it.
What are the odds? Is he a little brother? Is he?
I kind of get it on the coach's end, but at the same time, it's like you couldn't just.
You gotta be so fucking thirsty. Do you not have a backup?
Yeah, you couldn't wait 1 week.
Yeah, how shitty is their backup feels like? I was that bad, huh, guys? You guys had to you had to create a fucking false identity for this cunt.
We had to Madden create a player. They invented a kid. There's not even a kid with
Jesus
that name
Christ.
On their team.
You fucking.
That's like you couldn't at least just.
It's a white. They got a white running back. Is what happened.
Yeah, probably.
Their backup is a white guy.
But you think. You couldn't at least just had like a kid that's on the bench and just said, oh yeah, he's going to be our running back this
something.
Week.
You couldn't have pulled a guy up from JV or something?
Yeah. So they end up having to forfeit their entire season, and the school fired every coach on that team.
That running back's going to be a fucking stud at Auburn next
year.
Oh,
he's going to be a monster.
Yeah, he's I'm already scouting him for fantasy football.
His name's Bill Jackson from St. Louis, Missouri. So.
Bill Jackson. That sounds more of a made-up name than his other made-up name.
Like Marvin Burns sounds like a more realistic name than
I would,
Bill Jackson.
I would believe that. What was it, Bill Jackson? That's almost as bad as my name. It's a fucking witness protection name. It's fucking
and then,
terrible.
Another football headline I found interesting. There's a player, and this is his real name confirmed by his mother and birth certificate. His name is the coldest to ever do it.
I've seen Crawford. Something like that. This fucking champion.
It's spelled D-E apostrophe coldest. T-O-E-V-A-D-O-I-T to ever do it. Crawford, and he is committed to LSU.
The blackest name in the history of fucking ever.
It
and
cracks
I love
me up
it.
That black
it's
people come up with these most ridiculous
great.
Names.
That's the only name that I've ever heard that's blacker than DeAndre Jordan. That is a great name. I fucking that's a Madden created character name.
It
is
really
what it
is.
It's someone, this mom was just like, Who do we have in Madden? Yeah, let's use that name.
But apparently he's committed to LSU, although at the same time it hasn't been confirmed. So it could just be some high school kids, they do like that fake, some kids have done fake like national signing days to school.
Yeah.
So I really hope this kid, I hope this is legit. I want to see this kid playing for LSU.
I want him to play for like Minnesota. He's got to play for a cold weather area, right? He's got to go like Minnesota.
Yeah.
Or
although with
a Michigan.
With a name like that, this kid has to be a stud football player.
I would hope so. You can't have a name like that and be like in the marching band.
The drum line. Actually, no, if he was a sick drummer, I mean.
I'm the dopest flutist to ever flute. I'll fucking flute your face off, bitch. Fucking, yeah, that'd be, he's the best goddamn debater.
The coldest to ever do it, Crawford. You're going to be my number one overall pick in fantasy football. I don't even care. You're not even the NFL.
I'm taking Jim Jackson over the fucking that fucking stud. Oh, the future of football is bright.
we got a black running back with a white guy name, and we got a guy.
Although
with a
I
made
will say, the coldest to ever do it. That's just that seems to me it's proof that time is cyclical. Like the future affects the past because obviously his brain damage from the future is affecting his mom with this fucking name decision that is going on. Holy shit, that's some next level brain damage.
All right, next. If you want to talk about brain damage, a Nebraska man is wanted because he tried to deposit and open a bank account with a fake $1 million bill.
Fuck yeah. Dude, who doesn't carry around single bills that say $1 million?
And then like the bank kept going like, "Sir, that's not real." And he got so adamantly pissed that they were like, "Why are you fucking with me? I have $1 million and you won't let me deposit it into
that's
an account."
That's so great. He's like, "Diddy just has 5 of these." This is his entire bank. He doesn't break it.
It's the largest denomination bill that has been printed to this date is $10,000.
What?
Yeah.
I can't imagine that.
There's only a couple of them in existence.
Yeah. That.
And I think most of them are actually in museums. They're not even
I was
going to
say, if I had that, I would fucking frame that and put it up.
Well, things if I had a $10,000 bill, that thing's probably worth more than $10,000.
Right? But it would be a break in case of emergency kind of a deal.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, shit, my gambling debts.
Yeah. Like in my drugged up stupor at 3 a.m, I would have shoved that bitch in there. I'd have broken the glass and shoved it in
Ambien
the backpack.
Ambient shopping.
Yeah, yeah. It would have been with all my socks and underwear and a $10,000 bill, and that's it. And I'd be good to go.
But it's so funny.
Just keep
it
in my quiver.
It would have been even better if they took it. But he left the bank disappointed with the bill in hand and no new bank account. Mm. But the police want him for questioning.
That would have been the coldest to ever do it if he had ever fucking got that to work.
Maybe it was his dad.
It might have been. What name did he use? Now I'm focused on names of people. I want to know.
All right, next. 13 people at a funeral. So in Germany, it's tradition to go get coffee and dessert after a funeral to kind of like just...
Sounds reasonable.
Yeah. So 13 people went to a place. Well, obviously, more than 13. They went to go to the
but there were 13 troublemakers apparently.
Oh, yeah. Well, they went to like the fucking bakery and they ended up eating a hash cake. They were served a hash cake and 13 people got sick from it.
Oh. Pussies.
Apparently the baker asked her daughter to make the cake for this party cuz it wasn't going to be a huge cake and she was busy with some other things. So now the 18-year-old is wanted for questioning from the police to see if she intentionally did it or if it was an accident. The mother claims that they have hash cakes for sale.
As you should. Everyone should.
I mean, it's German. Ah, fuck, it's 2019, whatever. You ate some weed cake. Right. I mean,
fuck, man. Come on.
But 13 people, because all of a sudden they got nauseous and dizzy and sleepy
bitches.
And sluggish.
Bitch-ass bitches.
It's funny. When I read that article, I was like, Smitty would be like, oh, fuck yeah.
Right?
Give me another slice of that cake, take home.
Fuck yeah, dude. The only reason they knew it was hash cake is 3 of the 13 people were like, yo, what if that body fucking wakes back up, yo? They get all paranoid and shit. Yeah. Oh, fucking champions. And they just bring that girl in for interviews. She's like, I like to party.
Fucking, I fuck things up.
Yeah. Well, maybe you should arrest them for being little bitches.
She's like, I go hard in the paint.
Right? Don't fuck with me.
Last headline I have, because since Halloween is coming, a young lady that was dressed as Carrie from that
How
witch
you,
movie.
You just dunk yourself in red?
Yeah, she wore the dress with the tiara and was covered in fake blood. Okay. She ended up hitting a deer and totaling her car. So when the fire department responded to... They thought she was
actually... exploded?
Yeah. Well, no, they thought she was severely injured.
Oh, fuck.
And then she was like, no, it's a costume. Because like they see a bloody deer, a fucked up car, and then a girl just covered in blood.
Oh, like she is dying. Like, oh, man.
Talk about great timing.
Right? Yeah, I mean, if you ever needed a heavy flow pad, that is the day. God damn, that is... I would have just been like, oh, shit, this deer exploded. See, that's why I'm going to fight a deer. They explode on contact. It's all you got to do. You didn't fight deers. They explode. It's true. Fucking, granted, you're gonna have to wash your clothes. You know what? You might have to toss out with a sweater. But, you know, it's going to be...
But could you imagine, like you're a paramedic and you're like, oh shit, like I hope this girl's okay. You look in the window and you just see.
Are you even lightheaded at all? Like, goddamn,
well, they were confused at the same time because the airbag didn't deploy. And they're like, what the fuck? Like, how is she so bloody? Like,
fucking trooper over here.
What happened?
fucking Captain America and just fucking, she could take a beating. God damn, I wish I had that kind of a chin. Fucking yeah. Boxing career would have turned out much different. Fuck, man.
Well, that's all I have for headlines. Now would be the portion where Taylor would have our weird questions for us, but the lovely Taylor, as stated earlier, is not here.
Yep.
So we're just going to kind of skip that
short episode. Fuck it.
But we also like to teach you guys things because we are smart at the same time. And
at least by American standards. So
I passed the standardized testing. So
exactly.
That means I'm at least above average intelligence.
Yeah, in that country, in this country, it's not saying much, but I still hold by that.
Yeah. So, since Halloween is tomorrow.
It is Halloween time. I was going to wear my Pickle Rick suit for this, but it was such thrown together at the last minute episode. I know wearing a costume of a podcast episode really doesn't hold any weight at all.
But us in studio, it helps.
It would have been awesome.
Because it would give me more motivation.
I'd be very pickly, very Ricky. Pickle Rick.
So I got a couple fun facts about Halloween for you, so you guys can take something away from this. Apparently, Halloween, well, I mean, a lot of this is common knowledge. We already knew this shit growing up. If you went to elementary school, you kind of learned a lot of this stuff. But anyways, Halloween started more than 2,000 years ago. It was actually a Celtic festival called the Samhain, which meant summer's end. It was held around the 1st of November or so because it celebrated the final day of the harvest and the crossing of spirits over into the other world. So people would dress up. It actually started off as more of like a holiday and like it was like a European thing. So like in Ireland, the UK, France, Germany, things like that.
I like the whole idea behind it. Let's celebrate some dead people. And hey, we had a good time. Now it's going to be cold as fuck. So let's not. Let's try to forget about that for a minute.
So people also believe that this is also the time where spirits would pass into the afterlife.
It's like the witching hour of the year.
Yeah. So then people would wear costumes because they felt it was a way to kind of like have the ghosts and spirits think that they were just part of them so they wouldn't get haunted or scared.
That's pretty good tactic. Not going to scare me if I'm on your team. Can't beat them, join them.
Yeah.
You fucking
well, it's
get
like,
that.
I don't really watch the show anymore. But The Walking Dead, that terrible TV show.
Yeah, I never did.
There's actually, currently on the show, there's people that kill zombies and take their skin and wear it so they can blend in
with
the zombies.
Oh, they do Arya Stark on them?
Yeah.
Which is better than they did on Game of Thrones, because, hey, I learned this awesome skill to take people's faces, and I'm not going to use it in this whole last season. It's fucking weird, isn't it? Yeah, it is.
So, trick-or-treating was originally known as guising. Young people would dress up in costumes and would ask for food or money in exchange for songs, poems, or other quote-unquote tricks. But now kids just go, hey, fuck you, give me some candy.
Yeah, that's called getting mugged now. Yeah. That's what it is. And then if you don't, we're going to throw eggs at your house. Which, you know what, I might do that this year. When was the last time you went egging or teepeeing?
Dude, it's been since high school.
Exactly, yeah. I want to do it. I want to go teepee somebody's house. I don't know who. But if your house gets teepeed, you're welcome. And this is not permissible in court because of joke.
We're coming for you, David.
Wink, wink. Somebody's getting fucking teepeed.
Yeah. during World War II, there actually was no trick-or-treating because of rationing. Candy companies didn't really...
Yeah, we got war shit to make.
Yeah, they weren't...
Yeah, this isn't a Twix now. It's a fucking bullet. That's what this is.
Mm-hmm. Halloween is now the second largest commercial holiday in our country, of course, after Christmas.
Oh, shit, I was going to say Valentine's Day, but I forgot about Christmas. Yeah, that's probably a big one.
No, Christmas is massive.
It's kind of big, I get that.
Consumers spend close to $9 billion on Halloween.
And half of it's on, like, glittery bras.
I know.
The fuck, how the fuck does that happen?
Dude, talking about that. I kind of like Slutoween.
Everyone
like,
does.
Because it's funny how...
That's part of why the terrorists hate us.
I mean, it's unfortunate that Taylor isn't here right now, so she couldn't comment on it. But it's funny how girls just... It's like, here's some pasties and some rabbit ears, and I'm a bunny.
There's two kinds of girls on Halloween. There's that girl, and then there's the girl who drenches herself in blood and says, carry...
And then hits a deer in her car.
And then that's the one who murders deers is the one I want to talk to. She's definitely the more fun one.
That's true. Like, the chick with her tits out, she's just a whore with her tits out.
Yeah. It'll be fun until Thanksgiving, but then after that, no. I want the chick who's going to dress up like fucking Cookie Monster and be in a fucking onesie.
Let's see. Americans spend about $86.79 on Halloween every year. Whew, so that's like
got to be an average because I know people it is. Ball no, out.
I've seen, especially fucking on Instagram, just seen some of my friends and shit, like right? Just seeing some of the stuff they do. But
although
just in terms
of the best way to do it, I go on Amazon. That fucking I had an inflatable T-Rex costume only cost me fucking $50. It's
the
greatest
the
goddamn
is,
$50
but
I've ever spent.
$86.79, dude. If you just go to Target and you see like right? here's a bag of spiders, you get 1,000 of them for like 6 cents. Here's some fake spider webs. It's kind of funny though how people take spider webs off their home and then hang up fake spider
right?
webs.
Yeah.
Just leave your nasty house. It's fine.
Yeah, right? Just be gross for all of that month of October.
But it's funny.
Just say you're prepping.
But showing like the price discrepancy. So on average, Americans spend $86.79 on Halloween. Americans spend an average of $1,007 on winter holidays.
You don't even have to dress up for those though. What the fuck?
Christmas presents, food.
Yeah,
shit like
people
that.
Suck. Spend it on yourself. Let's make myself feel good.
The concept of the jack-o'-lantern was actually invented in Ireland.
Fair enough. You get drunk, you're like, what can we do with this pumpkin to make it creepy, to make sure the ghouls don't get it?
Well, jack-o'-lanterns.
Don't worry, ghouls. This pumpkin is one of you.
Well, they actually carved turnips, potatoes, and beets because pumpkins weren't really a thing. In Ireland.
Shocked it wasn't potatoes. They do everything with
potatoes. No, it is. Turnips, potatoes, and beets.
Oh, okay, potatoes were in there. I was focusing on beets because I just like Doug.
It's funny. Anytime I hear the word beets, it goes straight to Doug.
Yeah, of course.
Let's see.
I think, you know what? That's what I think I'm going to do. I got to find some khakis. I want to dress up as fucking Coil Man tomorrow for Halloween. Put a belt around my head, some khakis with some tidy whities thrown over the top of them, and a green fucking sweater vest. And I'm going to be fucking Quail Man. And I'm dress up my cat as fucking Pork Chop.
You know what's funny? This one's actually pretty interesting. The number one provider for pumpkins in the country, it's actually Illinois. They have about 15,000 acres devoted to just growing pumpkins.
Wow.
And they grow more than 500 million pounds of pumpkins.
That's a lot of pumpkins.
That's a lot of...
That's the great pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Well, what's funny...
What the fucking that is.
What's funny is, because when you think about... Like pumpkin growing and you know, you go to fucking Vons and they're everywhere or Walmart or whatever. Illinois doesn't come to mind about who's making
Illinois
these
doesn't
things.
Come to mind ever in life for me. I don't dislike it. But yeah. It's like Wyoming almost. Like it's a flyover state for me. I mean, I know Chicago's there, but I'm not going to Chicago. What the fuck? Why would I go there?
Yeah, I've been to Illinois. It's fine. I mean, no disrespect to you,
yeah, like
Illinois people.
I don't not like it, but it never crosses my thought.
Like, it's one of those things where, like, if you never went to Illinois ever again, it's not that big of a deal.
Do something cool for yourself, Illinois. And that is not Michael Jordan related, because Trubisky has been a shit show, so.
Oh, God. Dude, talk about the Bears. Fucking, did you see the Chargers game?
No.
They missed another field goal, though,
right?
Yeah. Last second, they even took a knee to kill the clock. Called timeout, kicked the field goal, and missed. And
only
my beloved
Bears.
Chargers.
Only the fucking Bears.
Let's see. Do you remember that song, The Monster Mash?
Fuck yes. Who
he
doesn't remember
that
song? That is the scariest song
mash.
Of all time. That song is the reason for Rob Zombie's musical career.
I fucking love that song. I legit love that song. But anyways, it reached number one on the Hot 100 in 1962.
Fuck yeah. Dude, that song, between that, okay, what's a better holiday song, that or Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer?
That's a great song. But right? Dude, Monster Mash, I like, because I could listen to Monster Mash all year. Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, I only want to hear it around Christmas time.
Either one, if I hear them more than once, I want to murder somebody. I'm going to kill someone if I hear it on repeat. No, that doesn't happen.
If you had to guess... Where the biggest Halloween parade is, where would you guess?
Halloween parade?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess Nolens.
No. It's actually New York City.
Really?
2 million people go to watch this.
What do they do? Like,
it's just a walk from house to house and children.
Oh,
friends.
Fuck. I should have known that. I seen that shitty new Ninja Turtles movie. They had a Halloween parade. Son of a bitch. That movie sucked.
But it's just... But, dude, 2 million people watching a fucking... it's crazy to me.
Right? Yeah. I don't know. People do some strange things I don't really understand. Like, a lot of the time.
The most popular children's costumes are princesses and superheroes.
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, what else are you going to be?
Both. Put on a Batman cape and a tiara?
It says adult women tend to more dress up as witches, which I think that includes sexy witches.
I think that just means whores.
Well, the witch costume is easy. You just put a hat on.
I remember I was dating a girl, and she's like, I think I'm going to dress up for as Poison Ivy. I was like, I thought you hated comic books and shit. She's like, oh, no, I'm doing Poison Ivy. I was like, you realize it's a Batman villain, right? Mm-hmm. No, it's not. Yes, it is, bitch.
I'll pick and choose my battles, but I'll fucking fight you on that.
This is the hill I will die on if I need to. What the fuck are you talking about?
The most popular pet costume for 2018?
Underdog.
Pumpkins.
That's fucking dumb.
It's kind of cute, though.
No, it's not.
Actually,
that's like those shitty old fucking pictures of that guy who just put kids in like watermelons and fucking took pictures of them. It's fucking stupid.
What do you think the number one Halloween candy is?
As long as it's not candy corn, I don't give a fuck. No. I would vote Reese's. It's got to be it.
No, surprisingly, it is Skittles.
That's not a bad choice.
No,
that's solid.
It's surprising because you figure it would have been like M&M's or Snickers or like you said, peanut butter cups.
Right.
But over the last 11 years, it's
been
Skittles.
Getting fruitier and fruitier. Goddamn making the frogs gay.
Fuck. In Canada, anyone over the age of 16 caught trick-or-treating or even wearing a mask could face a $200 fine.
Yeah, too scary for Canada. They say boo and then instantly sorry.
The city has a curfew for 16-year-olds. They have to be home by 8 p.m. on Halloween.
Oh, God damn it, Canada. This is why everybody loves you. This is the silliest goddamn thing ever. It's too spooky for Canada. I can't do it. And they didn't even have, like did they have a history of violence on Halloween? Like, was
probably
it,
not.
They was just, it their purge day?
I think they're just worried about
ghouls.
Yeah, maybe.
You got to invite all the ghouls up north. Let's keep them in America where they belong.
Here's a fact that hits close to home for you. Shelters do not allow the adoption of black cats on Halloween.
Because people still murder them.
Well, that was the thing, because they feared that those animals would be used in satanic cults or tortured or killed or anything like that. So usually a couple of days before and after Halloween, they do not allow the adoption of black cats.
Yeah, it's fucked up, dude. And I saw a thing that just black animals in general, like even dogs, are like less likely to get adopted. It's fucked up.
What's dumb, though, is
people still think they're bad luck and shit.
It's a fucking cat. Who cares?
And they're the best ones. They're all super evil.
Yeah, your little chubby black cat. She's cute.
She's cool as shit. She's already dressed up for Halloween. She's a black cat. Meow.
Keene, New Hampshire holds the record for the most jack-o'-lanterns on display.
They just hijacked the entire state of Illinois?
Basically. In 2013, the city lit up 30,581 pumpkins.
Who the fuck goes around and counts that specific of a number?
That's what I was like.
Someone just say like around 30,000.
I'd be like, there are a lot of pumpkins.
Yeah.
Who
the fuck counts as like 381, guys? I found another one. We got... Fuck you. You need something to do. This is why Canada doesn't let us out.
And the last fact that I got for you tonight. The night before Halloween is usually called Mischief Night.
Devil's Night.
Yeah. It's because that's the night where you pull pranks, mostly harmless things like, you know, like you said, toilet papering trees.
Not
throwing
in the
eggs.
D. Detroit. They fuck shit up, at least according to M&M.
It's huge in the East Coast and in the Midwest. And
fuck some shit up, according to that first fucking D12 album.
Yeah.
Fuck some shit up. That's what I'm about to do tonight. I'm going to... No, it's too windy and everything's on fire. I'm not going
to
do
it. No, dude, you try to pull a prank tonight, you're going to burn half the state down. You're going to do nothing. And you'll be like, I didn't even light anything on fire.
My prank is going to be, look, this is all fireproof, guys. This is all... Catch me if you can, Mother Nature, and then it's going to burn down.
Yeah.
And it will for sure burn down. Although, I will say the one thing I do like about all the fires is on the news and everywhere, people say retard a lot. And I like it because people aren't allowed to say retard.
They're talking about retardant?
Yeah. Yeah. Talking about fire retardant. And I just think it's cool because you're not allowed to say that word anymore, but you can when you're talking about fires.
You know those are two different words, right?
Yeah, I know. I'm part retardant.
But let you have this.
Yeah, I'm part retardant anyway. I just think it makes it more fun for me.
I don't know. Halloween, ladies, just keep wearing costumes with your ass cheeks out. I don't hate. I appreciate it.
And then they say, it's cold. Just let me get fucking hammered instead.
And then, well, there's that one song that Hoes Don't Get Cold.
Is that a song?
Yeah, that's like some fucking hip-hop dumb.
It is a fact of life, so I can't argue with that. It should have been a song a long time ago.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, Hoes Don't Get Cold.
Yeah. There should be other songs for different facts of life. There should be a rap song about Newton's laws.
The coldest to ever do it.
Yeah. He is not a hoe, apparently, because he is cold all the time. He is always fucking freezing. It's what his girlfriend complains that his feet are cold in the fucking blankets. Fucking ridiculous.
That works.
Yeah. All right. I think that's good enough for today, man. It's fucking past our goddamn bedtimes.
And the state's on. I mean, dude, it's a late show tonight.
Yeah.
I fucking braved the traffic to come here for you people.
I do appreciate it. You guys better appreciate it, too.
Yeah. You don't know the sacrifices I made to get here.
Right? You know?
Because, you know, we were talking about it. We were like, fuck, we're going to go a couple weeks without a show. And we know you fucking dummies like our show. And we appreciate it. We love you guys.
I was just
going to
say, but also thank you.
Yeah. No, but keep listening. Keep writing reviews. Oh, actually, I wanted to give a quick shout out to Paul Crane. Paul, I know we're very late.
Yeah, we don't check Facebook.
Yeah, but we did get your Facebook comment. We really appreciate the love and the support. If I ever get around to making t-shirts or some shit, I'll send you something. I'll send you some of Smitty's pubic hair.
Yeah, you know what? One time I shaved it off and I saved it up for a long time and made a sweater out of that bitch.
There you go.
It's very itchy.
Paul Crane, I'm going to make you smartest dumb guys you know shirt out of Smitty's pubes.
It's very itchy, but clean.
Yeah. Don't mind the little white flakes. It's not crabs.
No, it's just packing peanuts.
Yeah.
That's all it is. But, speaking of other internet things, we do have a website. Smartest Dumb Guys You Know podcast website. I don't even remember the goddamn acronym.
SDG. Wait. Smartest Dumb Guys You Know. SDGYKpod.com.
Yeah. SDGYK pod.
Think of our name out loud. It's the Smartest Dumb Guys You Know, but use the first letter, S. Smartest
an acronym, and then pod.
Yeah, it's SDGYK.
There you
pod.
Go. It doesn't roll off the tongue very well.
Well, because some of you guys, if you've noticed, we actually changed our Instagram username to SDGYK pod to just kind of sync with the website.
Make everything the same. So that's up, and that has all of our links on there. We are also soon going to have links for like funding stuff if you want to fucking help us do this more often.
Yeah, and then when Smitty starts doing like shows more frequently,
which I am gonna be at Haha tomorrow night because fuck it, everything's on fire anyway, so I might as well go there. And I think I'm gonna try to hit up the dojo on Saturday night this weekend as well.
So that'll be what? So tomorrow Halloween night, so October 31st, Haha's. And
no, Saturday, I forgot. No, Saturday, I'm checking out another venue.
November 2nd, look for Smitty.
No, I think for Thursday, Friday, I'll be at Haha in North Hollywood. So that's always fun. Saturday, I'm checking out. There's like these fucking party series that I found out about. I'm not performing at it, but I'm going to go check it out this weekend. It's like a backyard party. If anybody saw Adam Devine's house party, it was a show on Comedy Central for a minute. It's just a house party that fucking set up a stage in the backyard and comedians do their shit. Like I said, I'm just going to go check it out this weekend. I was told about it, so I'm going to go check it out. Maybe one next month or something I'll be performing at. But
we'll keep you guys posted.
That'll be around. So new stuff is always coming up. And next week we'll also have a new episode eventually, sometime, as long as everything's not dead.
Yeah. Hopefully the state stops burning so we can all get together.
As long as California is still a state, we'll probably, hopefully, put something out. We'll keep you posted. Anyways, guys, appreciate you listening, even though the world is fucking ending. And even though it is ending, don't be a cunt.
Thank you for listening to the Smartest Dumb Guys You Know. Make sure you go subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find the guys and ask them questions or even submit topics on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook at the Smartest Dumb Guys You Know. Or you can reach them at thesmartestdumbguysyouknow@gmail.com.
I haven't laughed that hard since I was a little girl. Thank you.